Episode 199, Doctor Who coming to a theater near you, and other news.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I am Ben DiBono, and we are back.
Back with news. But before we talk about the news, we need to talk about this.
Yeah.
Next episode, the 200th episode.
Can you believe it?
I can't believe it because we've been preparing for it for weeks.
I know. I usually don't do a ton of show prep. I mean, when we do like research episodes, I'll spend time looking stuff up and jot down some notes. But I have done literally hours worth of preparation for this show.
This is not an exaggeration. We don't usually talk on the phone a lot before an episode, but today we've talked multiple times in preparation. So there's going to be a ton of different features. Do you want to give them a clue at what's coming up, or do you want to have them be surprised?
Well, we have multiple celebrity guests booked, only one of whom you know about.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we've had this thing going on Facebook for the last several days leading up to it where I posted on Facebook, ask us anything about anything, and you guys responded with 50 great questions.
Yeah.
So we'll be reading through those and answering all of your questions. We're going to give you our best and least best episodes.
The top and the bottom episodes.
Of the Sci-Fi Christian. So we're going to do some countdown action. You're going to hear from most of our contributors to the website.
There was somebody that we didn't get.
I don't think we heard from Joshua, and I don't think we heard from Noah.
This is a note. Daniel texted me and said that he sent two messages in, just use his second one.
I know.
You figured it out?
I made... It's the 200th episode. I made sure that they were ready to go.
Okay, good.
So we have just a plethora of great things, and maybe some surprises, maybe some shocking revelations that will alter the course of the Sci-Fi Christian forever. Mm-hmm. You just don't know what's going to happen in episode 200.
Everybody has to listen.
Everyone. If you've never listened to the Sci-Fi Christian before.
This is the episode. This is the greatest jumping on point ever.
Yeah, take a speaker into your office and just blast it for everyone to hear. You should have like viewing parties or listening parties. This is going to be one of the greatest things you will ever experience, episode 200, and it's coming later tonight.
All right. In other housekeeping news, fantasy football has been going on. We haven't mentioned it on the show yet, but we're actually competing against Stranger Than Aliens. So they have a team of four. They added some person to be on their team. We have you and I, Daniel and Kobe, going head-to-head. Have you been keeping up on how we're doing?
No.
I haven't either, but I just thought I should mention it so that when we eventually talk about who won, it's not out of nowhere.
You know, I don't want to complain, but this really... I have an issue with the league. The rosters are way too big.
Too deep? It's too deep of a roster?
Yeah, so that there's no good free agents out there.
Oh.
So that if you need to pick someone up, there's no way to tweak your team because literally every starting quarterback is on a roster.
Yeah, because the way this league is set up, we have like two quarterbacks, two running backs, two quarterbacks,
but then,
three flex players, right?
Yeah, and then a huge bench.
Yeah.
So I guess I kind of lost interest a little bit because that to me takes a lot of the fun out of it. There's nothing, you know, the fun is being able to comb through the waiver wires and find those rare players. But when there's literally no one available who's going to be starting, it's not that.
I kind of like it because I still like the competition aspect of podcast versus podcast. I know Jace from Strangers and Aliens has been mentioning it quite often on their show. So I thought, okay, fair is fair. Got to mention it here on the Sci-Fi Christian. So we'll let you know when we win in a couple months.
Probably not.
End of the year highlight show. We got somebody that has committed to editing for us.
Yeah.
So I won't say his name quite yet because I haven't actually talked to him about it. But
I've talked to him about it.
But as of right now,
So can I say his name?
So it's okay. He's definitely doing this.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
His name is Adam.
And he writes for the Sci-Fi Christian.
Yeah. He and I did the Sci-Fi Christian Classroom feature. In fact, this is big news. You don't even know about this.
Okay.
And this is all Adam. This is nothing to do with... None of my efforts went into this amazing feature. So the class we were taking and writing on just ended this last week.
Mm-hmm.
Adam contacted the guy who was teaching the class.
Yeah.
And he's going to do an interview with him for like a roundup for the Sci-Fi Christian Classroom.
Like an audio?
I think it's going to be like a text thing, so it'll fit the format. No.
If you can get him to do an audio, we could just interview him on the show. You want to stick with text? Okay,
yeah.
That's fine.
Our interviews don't always go so hot.
Okay. Are you like looking at our, because we've been looking over the list of all of our episodes, you feel like interviews are
it's nothing to do with the interviewees so much as it's just I think you and I have good chemistry, and when we bring in new people into the mix, it always kind of throws off our chemistry a little bit. So my favorite shows are the solo endeavors with you and me.
Interestingly, interesting that you bring that up, because we had made maybe this is for the next episode, but basically, just so you know, when it comes to best episodes, worst episodes, we kind of both consciously made a decision to leave out any episodes that weren't just you and me. So that way we wouldn't say, like, because I'm sure you would have taken every opportunity to say that the Kobe episodes were the worst. But fairly said we should leave those off so that you don't judge them harshly.
Well, you were a part of them, so you can choose them if you want.
I know, but I feel weird about it. If you're not doing it, we're not going from
those
the
are
same...
Those like the lost episodes.
I'm not
just delete them off the site?
No.
We could do another episode 200,
I'm just saying if we're not... I more thought of, like you were saying, classic from season one, Matt and Ben.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
So this is the BAM episodes.
I don't know. I am going to mention some of the Daniel episodes as well, though.
Okay.
All right. Sci-Fi Christian store going strong. We've seen some of you out there wearing t-shirts that say The Sci-Fi Christian. Ben, you're wearing one right now.
I am. I had to. You haven't placed an order yet.
I haven't placed an order yet. I will.
It's a little embarrassing.
No, it's not embarrassing. I was just, you know, you wait until a certain time of month when you have money in your account. Right. When you have money in your account.
Oh, yeah.
It's a money issue, not
The store's been up there for multiple months now.
No, 1 month.
So we've passed that time of the month at least once.
So go buy your Sci-Fi Christian t-shirt today, and I will have placed my order by next week.
Oh, well, we'll see. Maybe new contest. When will Matt place his order in the store?
Oh, boy. And Theo's List. We don't mention this every week, but I'm thinking about trying to sell some graphic novels.
Theo's nothing. That's like, it was a nice idea, but it's dead.
No, it's not dead.
It's dead.
Okay,
we're not going to promote stuff that isn't, and nobody's using.
It's a thing we created.
Well, it's a thing, but it was a nice idea, but nobody's using it. So why are we spending time talking about something that's
One last time I'll mention it, and then after 200, we'll never mention it again.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay, so here's what Theo's List is. Just like Craigslist, only it's for the Sci-Fi Christian community, where you can buy, sell, and trade.
You know another difference between Theo's List and Craigslist?
Wait, hold on a second.
People use Craigslist.
Your old sci-fi stuff. So, for example, I've got some graphic novels I'm thinking about getting rid of. I think I'll put them up there on Theo's List.
Take them to Half Price Books. You'll get money for them. Use that for the store.
And that's... So, this is the last appearance of Theo's List on the sci-fi
We're done. I mean, if people suddenly start using it, great. But we're not going to keep propping it up, especially inconsistently, where like every 40 episodes we mention it.
I just think it's a cool idea.
So do I, but it didn't work. And that's, not every great idea works out. And that's okay, but we shouldn't keep, pumping it.
All right. I'll just hit the music.
So to speak.
I knew you wanted to say that.
It's time for sci-fi news.
Well, why don't you take the main news?
Today's top news is pretty exciting for all of us Doctor Who fans. Once again, our headline, mildly deceptive, because it implies that there's going to be a Doctor Who movie. There is not. But, now that we've got that little piece of disappointment out of the way, the 50th anniversary special, The Day of the Doctor, airing November 23rd, is going to be simulcast in theaters around the world.
That's 1 month from today as we record.
But you know what's even more exciting?
What?
Tickets go on sale this Friday. Matthew Anderson, are you going to go to the Day of the Doctor with
me? I've already committed to some friends to go over there for a Doctor Who party. So
why don't they come to the Day of the Doctor?
I'll talk to them about it.
You got to talk to them fast.
We'll see.
Because I think we have to do this as a sci-fi Christian. Have to.
Okay, but here's just so everybody has my Doctor Who update. I'm trying to.
There's not a chance you're going to finish, so don't worry about it.
No, I'm going to finish.
There's no way that you're going to finish.
I've been plowing through the episodes. I just finished season two a couple days ago, and I've already watched 5 episodes of season 3.
There's no way you're going to finish your 90-day challenge.
I give the Matt Anderson guarantee.
Oh. Well, there's no way. Even with the Matt Anderson guarantee that you're going to finish your 90-day challenge.
Okay, let's bet something on the air. I'll really stick with it if you really stick with it. What should we...
The ticket price.
No, because I might not even go.
You're going. Okay, your friends are going to want to go.
How much is the ticket price?
I don't know.
Let's just say $10.
Okay.
I guarantee with $10 that I will go, I'll finish all of Doctor Who by 1 month from today.
I hope so.
And so what I'm saying is if I do, then you owe me $10.
Okay. Or the cost of the ticket.
We're shaking as we speak.
Very good.
You have a strong handshake.
Thank you.
We always high five.
Yeah.
That kind of hurt a little bit. You're getting strong.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. I pride myself on having a good manly grip. But anyway, so your friends, like, because I was thinking about this, we shouldn't just do you and me. We know a lot of Doctor Who fans. Mm-hmm. And I know that this is last minute. We have like 2 days to organize this. But we need to have people go to this party. I think this is like a rare event. This is one of those
great... Where will it be played?
Maple Grove.
Oh, that's not so far.
Yeah, so I think your friends are going to want to go. If they're Doctor Who fans, you don't want to miss this. So I'm excited. I'm definitely going to go. You've got to go.
All right.
It's going to be awesome.
We'll see. Well, I'll think about it.
Your hand still hurting there?
No, I actually... Okay, this is kind of funny. I'm playing with my wedding ring.
Yeah.
You know, I still kind of like twist it on my finger because I'm not used to having... I've never worn any jewelry in my entire life.
No.
And have you... Do you still... You've had your ring for years now.
I still wear my wedding ring.
Huh?
I still wear my
wedding ring. No, I'm saying, do you still play with it?
Sometimes.
I twist it like every single day. It's like not a nervous habit, just a... Like,
just,
no, it's
do you
there.
Have a schedule for it?
No. It's not like at 5 o'clock every day. Nothing like that.
I mean, it just sounded very regular.
No, not... No, just often throughout the day.
Often, but not scheduled.
Correct.
Okay.
Ben.
Yes, sir.
We almost made the top news of the day, something that I Facebooked you about because I knew you would hate it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, 90% of the news you end up hating, but this I knew for sure you would hate.
Wait, okay. One for one so far.
One for one.
I loved this first news. I'm not only in favor of it, but I'm going.
Hey. Okay. We both have less news than usual today, so I'm going to keep track. So one, so far, for it. One.
For it. We're both for it.
Okay. Monsters. How do you feel about monsters?
I like monsters.
All right. Now,
also, I'm going to be for it again, right?
So, you know, Universal Studios, they own the rights to a lot of these, like, classic movie monsters. So,
yeah.
Mummy comes to mind. I think they own a werewolf idea. Maybe not the werewolf idea, but, you know, a werewolf.
The Wolfman.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Wolfman. Did they do Dracula as well?
I don't know.
Okay, well, Universal has a great...
Dracula's... public domain.
Yeah, probably. I mean, you're right. I'm trying to think of like their specific ones. They've done a Frankenstein. They've done a Dracula. They've done like a Black Lagoon character.
Yeah.
Creature from the Black Lagoon. Okay, anyways. Well, Universal has this great idea. Just like the Marvel Cinematic Universe, they want to have the Universal Monsters Cinematic Universe. And they're gonna start releasing all these monster movies that all exist in the same universe.
But it gets worse.
But, as if that wasn't bad enough, they decided to bring in... Oh, sorry. I just loaded up an article and there's music playing.
Oh.
Okay. They decide to bring in two people who you really dislike. I only mildly dislike.
You dislike them quite a bit.
Roberto Orci and Alex Kurtzman are going to be the heads of this new monster cinematic universe.
Man, why do these guys keep getting so much work?
Oh, here's another one. Van Helsing is in this Universal classic monster...
Helsing is, again, public domain.
I understand what you're saying, but at some point, Universal must have made movies with these characters, and now they're just going to bring them all together.
Oh, fair enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a terrible idea. We're not focused anymore telling great stories. We're now focused on creating franchises within franchises so that we can pump people for more money. I think this is a disaster waiting to happen, and Kurtzman and Orci are the wrong people to do this.
I brought a picture up that I just pointed.
Saw the Invisible Man.
Yeah, Invisible Man. We got the Bride of Frankenstein. I don't know who this guy looks like. The Phantom of the Opera. Do you have an idea who that is?
No.
Yeah, so a lot. I mean... The idea is interesting. I'll give them that. But these are the
really?
Wrong...
Really?
Yeah, it's interesting.
What's interesting about the idea?
Well, it's never been done before, so it's semi-original. I mean, these monster movies have been done, but not... Well, they've had, like... Actually, I take that back, because I think they have had, like, Frankenstein meets Wolfman.
Yeah.
And...
Do you really want more cinematic universes, though?
Oh, that's never been my problem. I just want it to be executed well.
Do you think that cinematic universes, based on what we've seen with Marvel, are the way to have individual good execution?
Oh my gosh, do you think that they're working their way up to, like, a Monster Avengers? That's essentially what they want to do, right?
Probably.
Have a few crossovers and then, bam, all the monsters.
I just don't think the shared cinematic universe... I mean, Marvel, people are excited because it's a cinematic universe, not because the individual movies have been anything to write home about. Except for Avengers, which was a great time, but not a great movie.
I kind of like... I like continuity, though, in comics. I like continuity in movies and TV. I do like the idea. I just don't think these two guys are the best people for it.
Well, maybe we'll revisit that topic when we do our episode in a week or two on franchises.
That's right.
Because I think that there may be some good reasons...
To be against it?
To be against this.
So you are, just for the record?
Oh, totally. Okay. This is an awful idea.
Okay.
You want to know another bad idea?
Yeah.
You're a huge Avatar fan, I know.
I'm not. Actually, it's not. The only Blu-ray I've ever owned and then sold at, like you said, Half Price Books.
Yeah. Yeah. So you get money there. It's way better than posting it.
I got it as a gift from my uncle, who you just earlier today, before we started recording, you yelled at me for owning Iron Man 3. And I said, don't worry, it was a gift. And you're like, oh, okay.
Well, I didn't yell at you. I was just shocked and dismayed.
So, yeah, the same uncle who got me Avatar also got me Iron Man 3. So,
oh, man, he does not give good gifts.
He's a good guy.
Well, he might be a good guy, but...
All right, what's your next piece of news?
So Stephen Lang, who played the villain in Avatar...
Who died.
He died.
Spoiler alert, but who cares? That movie sucks.
Yeah, that was a green screen style spoiler alert.
Oh. A
green screen style spoiler alert is where you give the spoiler first, and then the spoiler alert.
You're talking about the green screen podcast?
I am talking about...
Starring Kobe Radcliff?
Yes.
And his co-host, BJ McElrath?
Well, I don't know if there's anybody named McElrath on there. it's McElrath last time I checked. But yeah, BJ and Kobe on there. Green Screen podcast about Arrow. We're going to be doing another ad for them after this show, so stay tuned to that.
Okay.
But yeah, Stephen Lang, who played the dead colonel in Avatar as the villain, is coming back not once, not twice, but three times for Avatar
2, 3, and 4?
Yeah, this is a joke. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Are they going to film those at the same time? What's
supposedly
their plan?
Supposedly. Okay. I guess they're planning on starting next year, but this is absurd. It's hard to imagine anyone genuinely being excited about this. Maybe confused. Maybe if you're a huge fan of Avatar, you're excited for more of the movies, but for them to just arbitrarily start bringing back dead characters who were definitively dead, if I remember the movie correctly.
Wasn't it like a knife through the chest or
something
crazy?
Like that, you know.
Well, you know, it could be, though, easy. Just it's his twin.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe he was in an avatar of himself.
That is kind of a cool idea.
It's not a cool idea.
They should do avatars of themselves.
That's not a cool idea at all.
Ben, I think you're onto something.
Yeah, not a good thing. I mean, that's the problem, is people hear these crappy ideas and decide they should make them into movies.
I'm hearing you say against it.
Against it. Okay. What about you?
Against it, totally. So, but I'm against any more Avatar in general.
Yeah, so we're both for the first one and then both against the next two.
Yes. I'm for the Marvel.
You're not.
I'm not keeping track of me, though. We're keeping track of you.
Okay. No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm
for it. Don't pretend to be positive. We both know it's a terrible idea.
Okay, here's one I'm definitely for. Okay. I like Charlie Brown and Snoopy. I love those.
Is this the Peanuts news?
I love those holiday movies. And it looks like they're going to produce a Peanuts movie coming November 6th, 2015.
Yeah, because Garfield and Garfield 2 and the Smurfs and Smurfs 2 were all really big hits.
Yeah, I hope this is better. But I'm for it. So you're against this?
Yeah. I mean, there's already been great Charlie Brown movies. Why muddy the waters? I mean, what's there is good. This doesn't need to be turned into a franchise. I'd say it's almost disrespectful to Charles Schulz's legacy.
Stephen Lang was killed by gigantic arrows, just for the record.
Yeah, you're not coming back from that.
Okay, here's some more news. Tim Burton and Michael Keaton we've covered this news before, but now it must be getting really close because it looks like they're coming back to work on Beetlejuice 2.
Yeah, I never saw the first Beetlejuice.
Yeah, me either.
So I guess I'm not for or against it.
Neutral vote.
Got a neutral vote, yeah.
All right, what's your next piece of news?
Should we hit a little what the Frodo action?
Yeah, and if when you're done with your piece, I want to tie in what the Frodo and Stan Lee quote of the week.
What the Frodo is this? What the Frodo?
You thinking, man?
The Frodo.
What's going on?
Frodo. What the Frodo?
Spoiler alert for Iron Man 3, sci-fi Christian style.
Spoiler alert, we're going to spoil something about one of the characters.
One of the characters. So, Sir Ben Kingsley, who was the Mandarin, but not really, turned out to be one of the most controversial parts of Iron Man 3, and in my opinion, a fairly disappointing and underwhelming part of the movie.
I agree, totally agree with you on this one.
But he's not done with Marvel, I guess. he is coming back for an unspecified project with Marvel. There's some speculation that he could turn into the actual Mandarin. Matt, what do you think of this?
I think it's going to be a Marvel one-shot, just a short comedy. He's not going to become the actual Mandarin.
Okay.
So you're saying you think that, or there's speculation that he really is the Mandarin, and he was the Mandarin pretending to be Trevor Slattery?
No, that Trevor is going to become the Mandarin.
That would be stupid.
Yes, it would. I think even bringing him back, I mean, what's the point? He was not a good part of the movie. You know, quit while you're not ahead, but quit while you're at least only a little bit behind on this one. I don't know. I'm against it. What do you think?
This is tough. If they're just going for a short comedy, I like laughing. but I didn't love...
I mean, let's think objectively. Do we really need more crap from the MCU? Seriously.
I'm just thinking. They do a one-shot on all the DVDs. So, I mean, whether it's him or not, that there's going to be something. So I'm trying to think if he wouldn't be a priority to me. So I'm going to say against it, but with the caveat that I'm sure I'll laugh at it. Because I thought he was pretty funny.
He wasn't.
Yeah, he was pretty funny. I just didn't love what they did with the character Mandarin.
It was pathetic. It was a pathetic.
It was probably
twist.
A bad use of that actor, who's great.
Uh-huh. And then the other piece of what the Frodo news concerns a show that you are not really a fan of, but somewhat, Once Upon a Time.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Do you know who they've cast recently? No. Marilyn Manson has been cast in Once Upon a Time.
To do who?
I'm not
who
sure.
Who is this going to be?
I'm not sure, but he's going to be in the show. So something to look forward to, you Once Upon a Time
fans?
Sort of fans.
All right. Well, listen to this.
It's the Stanley quote of the week. Bing!
Stanley has a great idea for DC and their movies. Okay, here we go. Here's what he says. I'll show you why DC isn't so smart. If I were the head of DC, I would contact me and say, how about doing a cameo in the next Superman movie? Can you imagine? Nobody would believe it. Everybody would go see it. So now, once again, we have Stan Lee petitioning to be in projects that he was never even a part of. Never created. Nothing.
Stan Lee's quickly crossing the line from amusing to psychotic to please go away and stop making a fool out of yourself.
I have a question for you. There's a Comic-Con coming to Minneapolis, and up until this point, there's never been a large enough one that would bring somebody in like Stan Lee, but I mean, I guess with the size of this Comic-Con coming in, there's a chance he could show up.
Yeah.
If he's there, would you want to meet him?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, me too.
Of course.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, but are we going to go to that one? Because we're going to have C2E2 the week before with Rick Lee James.
I'm definitely going to the one locally.
Really?
And I'll keep you up to date on the C2E2 business.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we have to go to C2E2.
I mean, one of us should definitely go to
C2E2.
No,
but both of us are going to C2E2.
I don't know if I can.
We promised Rick.
Promise is a strong word.
No, we promised Rick. We're not backing out on him.
If you can find it in writing that I promised, then I'll go.
No. It's not in writing. We'll find the messages from last year. But we said we'll go next year with him. You can't back out for the sake of some stupid wizard world.
You know how you say things like, we should get together next week.
It's Rick. It's Rick. We're not backing out on Rick. This is not okay.
We'll talk about this off the air. I got my next piece of news. Oh, wait. So were you for or against that? The Frodo.
Against it.
You had two though.
Against both of them.
That's what I thought.
And I'm against Stan Lee being in Teddy DC movies.
Okay. Next piece of news. Fox is putting together a new fantasy series set in ancient Egypt.
We had this last week.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Were you for it against it last week?
You can't. That doesn't count. That doesn't count.
Check out Hieroglyph. Next piece of news.
Next piece of news. This is my last piece of news.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Philip K. Dick's novel.
Wait, this might be my last piece too. Hold on, let me check. Nope, I got more. Okay, go ahead.
Philip K. Dick's novel, Martian Time Slip, is going to be adapted into a movie. I'm for it, but it will probably suck because most Philip K. Dick adaptations do.
I'm also for it, and I read the description of the book. The actual description doesn't sound that great, but I think people are just trying to do more Philip K. Dick at this point. I only have a little.
You always have to say his full name because, like, you'd be like,
"Yeah, I know."
If you're talking like, well, the studios are trying to do more King novels.
Yeah,
they're trying to do.
Okay, yeah, we got the point. Yep, you're correct. Good analysis. This is,
well, I've run into, because I've reviewed his books a couple times, you know, in the video reviews, and I, you know, a lot of times will be like, if I'm talking about Neal Stephenson, I'll be like, yeah, Stephenson, I like this book by Stephenson. Well, I'm never like, I like this book by Dick.
I got what you're saying.
Just hey, a joke because of his name.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Sounds like
good work.
Sounds like,
no, stop.
Not okay. Only sounds like it is.
Do you know what the spinoff movie for Harry Potter is going to be called? I just found this out.
No.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Well, yeah, that's the name of the book that it's based on.
I didn't know that. Now I know. Did you know?
I can't be for or against that one because it's just a title. Who cares?
This is still speculation, and I think we've covered it possibly. Have we covered the news that now they're saying that Wonder Woman might also appear in the Batman Superman movie?
Yeah, but that was a rumor, and it's now been squashed.
Oh, it has been squashed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good news.
Well, we don't cover rumors.
It sounded like it was getting more serious.
No, we don't cover rumors. I'm against rumors. News of the day. Anti-rumors.
Well, some news has come out about Star Wars Episode 7. Looks like it's definitely going to be a spring or summer 2015 release date. Plus, in other Star Wars-related news, Darth Vader is going to have a TV special coming soon.
Yeah, that's not good.
For it or against it?
Totally against it. I don't want to see Darth Vader in any of the new properties. Leave him out of it.
Wow, Ben. That's all the news. Now, we've only gone under 30 minutes, and I was going to skip listener feedback because I know we're going to have a giant-sized 200 episode.
Yeah.
I mean, we did have some. I feel like maybe we should just read a little bit. Did you get some of those emails that we received?
Well, here.
Oh, I skipped Take That Science. Well, whatever. We can do it next week. What were you going to say?
Sorry for the delay, Rick. I've been thinking it through and discussing with Ben. The money issue is a little tight right now. Also, getting that Friday off seems to be more difficult than I originally thought.
Uh-oh, this is going to work. He's reading a Facebook message from me.
Yes. I said, I'm in the same boat, unfortunately, but mostly because I have class on Thursdays when we'd have to drive down. I've already missed a bit too much. For sure, another time, though.
What do I say?
And then Rick says, okay, I guess I'll sit this one out, too. Could have been fun, but maybe we can plan for next year. And then you say, I've never been to a con, so I definitely want to someday soon.
Ah, okay. That doesn't sound like a promise to me. That's good.
Come on, man. You gotta go.
We can talk about it. Here we go.
Lame.
We can talk about it. Don't worry.
Lame.
It's a trap. Anthony wrote in, and we actually mentioned Anthony on the show last week, and I don't remember if we used his name.
We didn't. Oh, and says, Anthony, this show is brought to you by Anthony.
Oh, well, thank you, Anthony. Thank you.
I copied you on that email.
Yeah, the donation.
I sent back to him, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for the donations. This episode, episode 199, sponsored by Anthony, and he writes, first, I need to reveal that I am the email guy who was lamenting the first season of Buffy, particularly the hyena episode. We are pressing on, and the very next episode was a significant improvement. One could say, encouraging signs.
Oh.
Don't play the song. Second.
What? It's a short song.
Fine.
Encouraging signs.
6 seconds.
Encouraging signs.
Second, he says, I'm the Anthony requesting the episode on the fountain. So pleased to hear it will be forthcoming unless, of course, it accumulates on the pile of broken promises regarding the episode.
Oh. See, Anthony knows you don't keep your promises. And now Rick does, too.
In this regard, we watched Pi by the same director and found equally cinematically stunning.
I agree. Pi is a great movie.
And worthy of theological discussion. Perhaps this could all also fit into the promised episode. Didn't you tell me not to watch Pi?
No.
No, you told me not to watch Requiem for a Dream.
Well, it's worth watching once, but it's really disturbing.
Yeah.
Giving nightmares.
Thanks for being willing to explore the fountain. Let's just do the fountain. No, I don't want to do all the crazy ones.
Encouraging signs.
Third, the Breaking Bad episodes were simply outstanding.
Well, thank you,
entertaining,
Anthony.
And educational. You guys were at the top of your game. Thank you for this. I'm donating to assist you in your financial trials, which we really appreciate. Play that clip.
Encouraging.
No, stop that. Play the donation clip.
Okay, I have to get it.
Oh, and then I don't want you listeners to think we're in good financial condition. We still need those donations. This is one of my favorite things I've read from a listener recently, this next small few sentences. Thanks so much for enriching our lives.
Oh.
My wife and I enjoy using your podcast as a point of conversation. It is something we listen to separately but discuss together. This has been a very fruitful area of discussion for us. Thanks.
Oh, that is awesome.
That is so awesome. So thanks for writing it, Anthony. We really appreciate it. I think you did Did you write a follow-up to me? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. This is more for you, probably. In the movie Pi, there are repeated references to the protagonist staring into the sun when he was a child. Do you remember this,
man? I've only seen it once.
N.T. Wright, in his book Simply Christian, states, "We must now begin to talk about God, which is like saying that we must learn to stare at the sun." I would love to hear you both chat about the film's use of this word and how it relates to Wright's use of it. Keep up the good work. Left you a 5-star review on iTunes.
Hey,
guy's great.
We don't want any of those 4-star reviews.
No, no.
We've set the record straight on that.
So,
yes, sir.
This seems like a discussion more for a full episode, not a quick listener feedback.
I agree.
Do you think you can tie that staring into the sun thing into the fountain episode? Can you bring in your knowledge of Pi into the fountain episode?
Well, why don't we just watch both? They're short movies.
What's Pi about? Entice me to want to see it.
I don't remember what it's about that much. It's about pi.
No, because it's
like
not
the number.
It's not spelled like pi.
No,
like
no, pi.
I know. It's spelled like the number math version.
Yeah, it's like numerology and stuff like that. It's a fascinating movie. I really enjoyed it.
Maybe we could do a back-to-back like pi fountain marathon.
Yeah. Right. Live blog at all.
All right, let's talk. Oh, now you're talking live blog. Okay.
I am a genius.
All right, this is happening, folks. Coming season 4.
Yeah. Well, maybe even season 3. We got time.
Well,
not much of it.
Not
though.
Much time. If you think about, we're taking next week off for Halloween.
Maybe.
Then we'll be up and running. Now, season 4, remember, doesn't start until January. Even though we're hitting 200, that's not the end of a season.
That's true.
Seasons run full calendar years.
Yeah.
So there's much more of season 3 here in 2013.
Yeah.
Let's stop listener feedback. Let's just go. I can't wait to do 200.
I can't wait either.
So let's do this.
We got to do the green screen podcast afterwards.
Okay, no problem. There's more listener feedback to come next time we do a news episode, but the next episode is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Episode 200, it's mammoth. It's seriously going to be giant size. If you thought our episodes were long before, just wait until you see.
This could be 5 hours.
You just wait until you see episode 200. So, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
The best thing you've ever experienced. I'm Ben DiBono.
And we are the Sci-Fi Christians.
Yeah.
Signing off.
Goodbye. Hello, everyone. I'm Ben DiBono.
And I'm Matt Anderson.
Here to talk to you about the Green Screen Podcast, a podcast about the show Arrow. Now, you might be like me and have never seen a single episode of the show Arrow, and really have no interest in doing so. And naturally, you might be asking yourself then, why should I listen to the Green Screen Podcast? Well, I'll tell you why. Because BJ and Kobe don't just talk about Arrow. They talk about other great TV shows they've been watching.
I saw you on Facebook saying that you were going to watch Glee tonight.
I did watch Glee tonight. I used to watch Glee a lot. Like, season 1 I watched all the way through. It was pretty good.
They also give you in-depth discussions about the latest literary bestsellers.
You don't read books?
No, I don't read books. No. I just do not.
That explains
read
so much. Books.
They even share a story or two about Kobe's foray into the world of Taekwondo.
I was an orange belt in Taekwondo when I was a kid.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. I just like the second belt.
My son is a green stripe belt right now.
I can take your son.
I don't think so.
Probably not.
So listen to the Green Screen Podcast, even though, really, they haven't been too kind to us lately.
The Sci-Fi Christian.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's our rival podcast.
Yeah, they're going downhill. They have a Catholic.
Hey, guys, we might have a Catholic, but at least we can remember our name.
The Green Screen Podcast. No, not the. Just green screen Podcast.
Or you can email us at thosefakechristian@gmail.com.
What was that email address again?
So check them out at greenscreenpodcast.com.
You're new, you're fresh.
Yeah.
You're not gonna be worn out by now, so that's perfect.
I'm excited.
You gonna bring the music down?
Yeah, it's fading.
Oh, there it is. Listeners, I know you're wondering, what did that final tally come out to be? On tonight's news episode, we had from Ben 2 for it.
Yeah.
And 7 against it.
Yeah. And with 1 neutral.
1 neutral.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's a pretty good ratio.
All right. Stop listening to this episode. Go check out episode 200. It's going to be
Unless
amazing.
Unless it hasn't been released yet.
Unless it hasn't been released yet. Then patiently wait for this amazing episode.
No, impatiently wait, because you should be impatient, because it's going to be the best thing you've ever, ever, ever experienced.
So long, folks.
Not to overpromise it or anything.
Thanks so much for listening to The Sci-Fi Christian. You can find us at thescifichristian.com. You can also go to our Facebook page, which is
Facebook/The Sci-Fi Christian.
You could also follow us on Twitter,
The Sci-Fi Christian.
And you can also call us at
612-4121-SFC.
Feel free to always email us any of your feedback at our email address, which is
feedback@thescifichristian.com.
And Ben, is there any other way that they can get in touch with us?
Nope.
There is one more thing they could do that would be helpful. Send us some money. That's right. Yeah, we'll take some donations.
Exactly. We are not in good financial condition.
Play that clip.
Where is it?
I don't know.
I can't find it.
You know what else you could do? You could also... you could leave us a nice rating on iTunes.
iTunes.
Yeah, you know, if you want to leave us a 5-star rating and a little comment, that really helps people know where we are.
Or even other podcasts.
Know that
sites.
We exist.
Yeah.
You can always comment right on our website. But yeah, definitely go leave us an iTunes rating. We never asked for that. That'd be cool. So
we've asked for it, I think, once or twice.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I said give us a 5-star, but I'm fine with whatever you feel.
4-star?
Whatever you feel is an honest...
Well, I think, how about, like, sometimes the car dealerships or whatnot will say, like, if you like it, tell them. If you don't, tell us.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, leave us a comment. We'll get the word out about The Sci-Fi Christian.
Man, where is that clip?
Yeah.
I can't find it.
I don't know what to tell you.
Crap. Will you just keep talking? Keep the promo going.
Well, I think another way you could get a hold of us is by just calling Ben at home. Hold on. I have my phone here.
Here's his
home number.
Hey, God.
I don't want you listeners to think we're in good financial condition. We still need those donations.
Yeah, we're going broke.
So help us out here as we head into the new year.
You just got to click the donate button on the website, guys.
Well, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I'm Ben DiBono.
And we are the Sci-Fi Christians. Yeah. Signing off.
Yeah, goodbye.